All right, we're back with our post-game show, 5-2, the Blades over the Moose Jaw Warriors tonight. Hey, folks, it's our second star from tonight's game, Morgan Tastad. Did you folks remember to lock up the keys to the wall, to the door at the town of Loreburn tonight? I mean, you brought the entire town for tonight, didn't you? That's right. Good job. Good job. Do you know who all those people are? I know there's some family there. Hang on a second here. I'll put your mic on. You can tell me. You know everybody?
Yeah, I know every single one of them.
You know every single one of them. Okay. All right. Congratulations again. A lot of people thought that you're up here because of the fight. I say you're up here because you scored the game-winning goal. And it was your first goal since last season. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I think it was versus Kamloops there. I think it was before Christmas, too, so it's nice to get another one here.
Tell me about the goal. Tell me about the play. How did that all come about?
Well, I think that puck just kind of squirted up through the middle there. I think it went off a skate and then walked in a bit and seen the little blocker there, so it was good.
You always seem to score against Moose Jaw. What's that about?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's lucky.
Well, whatever it is, keep it going because nobody likes the Warriors around here. They all of a sudden, by the way, in Moose Jaw, Mark O'Leary, their head coach, told me in the first intermission that their biggest rival now is the Saskatoon Blades. And it has been, really, for about the last 5 or 6 years. Not Regina, which it should be. It's the Blades, so whatever. Adam?
Yeah, and I mean, for you, Morgan, I know it's not necessarily your calling card, but do you feel like you have more to give offensively than maybe you've shown this year? A nice shot there on the goal and just getting kind of more involved in the offensive zone for yourself?
Yeah, I think obviously it's a thing you kind of try and add to your game, but it's not obviously my main, I don't know what you'd say, strength out there. I kind of focus more on defense, but it's good to get one every once in a while.
And for yourself, you get the fight. I don't know if it was because you have all these people in attendance that you took it, or just take us through how that kind of started.
He asked me one time before in the game, so I had him in the corner there, and he wanted to go, so I just thought I'd have one.
And at what point of the fight do you know that it's just going to be a wrestling match? Like, there's not a lot of punches thrown, so at what point do you kind of realize that?
Yeah, he kind of tied up there, so I thought I better just try and get him on the ground.
Well, you certainly were able to do that. Did you feel once Lazowski scored that, okay, we're going to be okay tonight?
Yeah, I think it gave us a lot of belief on the bench, and we kind of felt like we could get it done for once, and it was nice to get a win here to start the second half.
Did you find a nice teddy bear out there to get a picture with?
Yeah, I did.
Because Steve's here, of course. Steve's everywhere, it seems, taking pictures. What is that like to watch that raining of teddy bears coming down onto the ice?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. There's a lot of teddy bears out there, so it's cool to see that and know it's going to a good cause.
It certainly is, of course, going to a good cause. It's charities. It's being funneled throughout the community, probably into hospitals for kids who are in the hospital. Not the greatest time of the year for that to happen. Morgan, congratulations on the winning goal and the second star.
Thank you.
All right, Morgan Tastad of the Saskatoon Blades.